We carried out the survey in February, and we had 267 organisations who responded. And I suppose there are two main outcomes from the report. One is all the organisations are fundraising and require to raise funds from the public and from other sources to survive. And one main finding is that they're really under threat on that side in terms of their income. So a large proportion of them, you know, more than half, are expecting a decrease in terms of income from either the state and the public, the general public that support them.
It must be very difficult, all right, to try to raise funds from the public, you know, from a public that's becoming increasingly more nervous about their own futures.
That's right, and I suppose people are either, you know, maybe losing their main source of income, or, and they're definitely seeing their income decreasing, you know, all of us across the board, and it's affecting what people are how people are choosing to spend their money, you know, so people are probably being a lot more cautious than they would. So that's having an effect on the charitable donations, which in turn is having an effect on those organisations' ability to do what they would want to do.
On the flip side, though, I suppose, there must be more volunteers available.
Yeah, there are. The organisations are reporting that most of them involve volunteers. You know, 67% or two-thirds of them are involving volunteers in their organisation. And they're experiencing an increase in terms of the people coming forward to volunteer, which they find positive because, you know, obviously they're voluntary organisations and engaging with people is what they're about, you know. Mm. So that is on the plus side. But I suppose to talk about the main findings is that people are, our organisations are under pressure to do more, especially those organisations delivering social services. They're coming under huge pressure at the same time as their income and resources are under a lot of pressure, you know.
Yeah. I suppose, though, what can be done? You know, if the money isn't there, the money isn't there.
Well, I think there's a couple of things you could say to that. One is that I wonder if people are, the public in general, when they make those choices, are thinking through the implications of so many people making the same decision at the same time, you know, and the knock-on effect in a downturn in income for organisations. You know, I suppose I would just say, if people were thinking about that from the organisation, the charity's point of view or the volunteer organisation's point of view, they might choose to stay with their support or even just reduce their support for now. You know, that's one thing. And we, in the report, we're kind of challenging organisations, charities in the sector to come up and say that, you know, to kind of campaign on that. So that's one thing. The other thing, I suppose, is that the question that the report raises, that we pose at the end of it, is there anything that can be done on the part of the government to support volunteering, to actually support people at this time to volunteer constructively?
Yeah.
And to give, you know, is there anything that can be done either to encourage the private companies who are important to donors, the state themselves and the public, the general public, to actually give? There were two organisations that helped us to do the research are called the Ireland Funds and Irish Charities Tax Research. And Irish Charities Tax Research would be campaigning for a more effective tax environment so that if people give, it's more tax effective, you know, and that is a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Although it already is tax effective, isn't it, to give to charities? How would they make it more tax effective?
Well, it's tax effective at the moment for anyone who gives, a PAYE earner who gives more than €250. More than. So, for example, if that threshold was lowered, was able to be lowered to 100 or even abolished, there's no threshold in the UK, for example. Mm. Everything you give is tax effective every single time.
Okay.
So it
makes sense.
There
was some talk, you were talking about the government supporting volunteers and supporting giving. There was some talk about, you know, giving people social welfare and allowing them to continue to work or work part time or, you know, some kind of agreement like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. And another thing that people can do and have been doing in companies is supporting people to volunteer, you know, to give a percentage of time to volunteering. So if people's work hours are contracting, and some are, maybe there's a way to offer something structured, you know, to charities or voluntary or local community based organisations that would kind of and allow people to contribute in that way, you know, when they do have that bit of extra time. So yeah, there are things that can be done, and I think because voluntary organisations are so dependent on those volunteering efforts, you know, that I think it's important to say that people can give, and I think the more they can, the better it is for those organisations, you know.
Yeah. Is there a danger, though, I suppose, that people will be doing a role that, you know, might otherwise have been paid for, or that it'll be a form of cheap labour almost?
Well, I think that's a real crunch question, you know, for voluntary organisations, the role of volunteers and what makes a voluntary organisation different from a private one, you know, and that's usually the core the core difference. It's a value base, you know, that people would give their time. I think if we value volunteering, if we value the time that people can contribute and the skills that they bring, then it can't be seen as a replacement for a paid effort. And some organisations have called for that too, you know. So I think organisations in the voluntary sector think about these things a lot, you know, and you do have to beware of eroding, you know, and not using or whatever, misusing voluntary time. At the same time, there is a real valid role for that within an organisation, you know.
Because people can benefit a lot from volunteering too, can't they? I mean, although a lot of people volunteer with a view to getting a job later or getting experience, you know, it's kind of a means to an end.
Motivations can be different, but essentially to engage as a volunteer is meeting some personal need, you know, and it could be about giving back. It depends, I suppose, on the person and the stage of life can be changed too. One's motivation can change, but very often it's about belonging to something and giving back at some level to your local community or some other community that you're part of or have an interest in. But in some cases, it can also fit that you can get other skills, you know, broaden your network, learn new things, and perhaps in the future move on to work, you know, elsewhere or whatever. Still could be regarded as a very valid volunteering experience, you know. So I suppose as long as the individuals and the organisations concerned are thinking about these things and are working to make sure that their both organisation and the people's needs are met, then you should be, you know, everybody should be gaining, as it were.